Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Anita. How can I assist you today?
Yes, I'd like some information. I've been calling. My name is Carolyn Vestudo. I closed out, you know, I sent back the merchandise and my account was closed. And I've been fighting this with my bank. They told me I have to get in touch with you. Can you look up and... Yes, please. What do you want from me? My last name?
Zip code.
My zip code?
Mm-hmm.
07751.
First and last name?
Carolyn Vestuto. Vestuto.
For security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
The date of my date of birth?
Shipping address.
Oh, yes, 414 Jacob Road, Morganville, New Jersey.
So it looks as though that you did purchase our Everly Skincare. Now,
yes.
This shows here that the item was purchased on October 28th for $8.84. Now, this is a natural anti-aging serum used to decrease any fine lines and wrinkles. It also shows here that you have quite a few calls. You've called on March the 6th, the 12th, and the 17th. Looks like 19th of March, they told you to call with the bank on the line because there's nothing further that we can do since the dispute was already filed. Now, it does show here that your account is in a chargeback status, which means that you did already file your dispute and your bank decided on what they would do as far as a refund process.
They said I have to take it up with you.
No, once you file a dispute with your bank, the person is held responsible for that.
Can I read you the letter? Because I'm going to go to the bank. They took it out of my account, the money again. And they overdrawn my account, and I had checks out, and they charged me $35. How many times for each check? This is what they wrote to me. We have completed our review in your ATM debit card dispute claim filed on 3-6-21 for a transaction in the amount of $198.96. Based on our investigation, we have determined that an error did not occur. The reason for this decision was based upon the following. You must resolve this matter directly with the merchant. If your account was previously credited, it would have been reversed on 4-7-21, including any fees and or interest that were also credited.
Yes, ma'am. So it looks as though that you enrolled yourself in the 14-day free trial, and that trial started the day your order was placed. Being that you filed a dispute, what normally happens is once you agree to the terms and conditions of a 14-day trial, once you file that dispute, the bank does go and look into that as far as if you were the person here responsible of checking off that you do agree to the terms and conditions. Once they see that you have agreed to the terms and conditions, that is when they then, because for the first 24 hours,
but
they refunded you.
No, I returned it as soon as I got it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, but that's a facial moisturizer. They don't require that you return those items due to the safety and health standards.
What do you mean?
Due to the safety and health standards, we cannot. Yes, ma'am, I understand you returned it, but we're not able to accept that return due to the safety and health standards.
Why can't you accept it?
Due to the safety and health standards.
Due to safety and health standards?
Correct.
But why am I responsible for this? I told you I didn't want it. I wrote that along with the package returned to you people. It was not opened. So I don't know what they're... The package was not opened. It said, I do not want this. They said, I have to take it up with you. I'm taking it up with you. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
So what do I do?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
Well, no, do you ma'am. Have the only thing that I can advise you to do is contact your bank. Your bank is telling you
I
to
did.
Contact us, but we cannot do anything, being that you filed a dispute with your bank. If you would have filed a dispute with this company, that is different, but you did it with your bank. So they're the only person responsible for that. We have no contact.
People. I did it with you first. I called up. Another girl answered the phone.
You called on March 6th. They explained to you that you filed a dispute with your bank, and they advised you to contact your bank for further assistance.
Now, this one,
you also called back.
This one before that. I called
up and I
told
you people. I see a dispute was filed on, looks like, January the 11th.
No.
Yeah. January the 11th, the dispute was filed.
It was.
So, man, I'm not sure. There's nothing that I can do at this time. I'm sorry.
Well, do you have a boss?
Sure, I can send you over, but I'm not sure that they'll be able to do anything, being that your account is in
charge.
All right,
I need to talk to her. I mean, this is crazy.
Locked.
All right,
yes,
I need to talk with her.
Okay, I can advise you that we all follow the same protocol, and you're
okay. All right, but I still want to talk to her.
Probably not going to receive a refund, ma'am.
All right, I want to talk to her.
Okay. At this time, your call will not be transferred.